We continue our Sammy's Tracker series, speaking to finalists in this year's Service to America medals from the Partnership for Public Service. Today we speak with Timothy Massad. He's chief counsel for the Treasury Department's Office of Financial Stability and one of the people responsible for implementing the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program. Mr. Massad is part of a team that has been chosen as a finalist for the services, Citizen Services category in this year's Sammy's. And he's representing that group in today's interview, and he joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Great to have you on. It must have been a very long journey between the onset of TARP and today. What's it been like?
It has been. It's been extremely challenging and demanding, but the good news is that this is a program that worked. We basically succeeded in helping to stabilize the financial system. It cost a lot less than most people think. Of the $700 billion, we actually only invested $400 billion, and we're getting most of that back. We've already gotten over $200 billion of it back, and we expect to get most of it back.
So what exactly is your team's role in this?
Well, we managed the whole program. We structured the investments, and the money was largely used in the form of investments. It wasn't simply money given with no strings attached. So we had to structure those transactions, figure out how to allocate the money, oversee that, and now we're in the process of largely getting it back.
So did this team, so you date back to the latter years of the Bush administration?
Well, I actually personally joined last spring, but there are people who were here from the very beginning, starting last October. It's now a team of about 200 people. It's basically grown, you know, very quickly. We refer to it sometimes as the largest startup organization in the world's largest bureaucracy, but it's been quite a challenge to build that organization.
And there's a lot of interaction, I believe, between the career people that populate some of these offices like yours, especially in time of crisis when the TARP program was really going hot and heavy. That cooperation between the federal workforce and the political appointees that are charged with, you know, the responsibility for the program. So what's that like when that happens?
Well, that's correct. It's been a mix of people who are career civil servants who've been in the government, as well as people who came in with particular expertise from the private sector. And it's been great to work for an organization with such a mix of people, and it's a very, very dedicated group. I've never seen a group that is so dedicated to the task as this one. And it's involved very long hours and a lot of sacrifices for most people, because it was obviously we were in a situation that was we were on the verge of really a collapse of the financial system.
And you and your team have been nominated for a Sammy Award, a Service to America medal. Tell me about what that recognition means to you and your agency.
Well, we're very honored to be recognized. You know, this is a program that has been very important. It's about as popular, as the president once said, as a root canal. I think it's very nice for everyone here to be recognized, because they have put in a lot of effort and a lot of sacrifice. So to be recognized for a Sammy means a lot to people.
You mentioned it. I wanted to expand on that a bit. You're right. The president did say it's about as popular as a root canal. How much harder does that make your job, or do you just have to ignore that?
Well, I think most people recognize that in the long term, we think this program will be judged very, very well. In the short term, no one wanted to have to do this, and we recognize that. It's not something that we wish we had ever had to do. It's unfortunate that we were in this situation, and that we had to use taxpayer dollars to stabilize the system in this way. And people recognize that, and they feel that as taxpayers themselves. But nevertheless, we realized we had a job to do, and I think people here are very proud that we did it well, that it's working, that it's cheaper than people anticipated, and that we're getting, as I say, we're getting the money back and winding it down.
We're speaking with Timothy Massad. He's chief counsel in the Department of Treasury's Office of Financial Stability. And so you've been close to the observers of the institutions being rescued. And I think if you just watch what's on television and radio and newspapers, you would think bankers have horns and walk around with long tails and tridents. But what have you found that is really going on inside some of those institutions in terms of the people you've dealt with?
Sure.
sure. your team has dealt with.
Well, one thing to remember is we actually invested in a lot of financial institutions, large and small. You know, some people think of this as a program that was just about Wall Street. We actually invested in over 700 financial institutions all across the country, some very, very small. And today, actually, it's mostly the smaller ones where we still have investments. Most of the big banks have repaid. But look, I think it's a mix, you know, in terms of what you find. I think there are bankers who recognize that we had a regulatory system that wasn't suited to the current environment, and that banks had taken on too much risk, and that there were a lot of problems that needed to be fixed, and I think we're on the verge of fixing those through the financial regulatory reform measure that is about to go to be passed by Congress. And then there are other bankers who maybe don't get it quite as well. But, you know, we've done our best to simply focus on stabilizing the system and to get it back in shape. And then I think with the passage of regulatory reform, we'll be able to address some of the underlying problems that got us into this situation.
There are other federal workers out there who are also responsible for maybe unpopular projects or tough projects. What guidance or advice, words of wisdom, would you give them as they continue to strive toward excellence to do their jobs in a situation that may have an unpopular environment?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to do the job that you're there to do as best you can, and to do what you think is right for the taxpayer. And that's what we've tried to do, and that's what people throughout Treasury have tried to do. And I've, you know, sat in meetings with Secretary Geithner where it's been very clear that that's what he was focused on, regardless of the immediate political consequences. You know, you have to decide what is the right thing to do here by the American people in terms of addressing the problem that we have. That's what we tried to do, and in the long run, you have to have confidence that you will be judged properly for that.
Now, the money that Congress allocated to TARP was $700 billion. Earlier, you said it's not costing nearly that much. What's the bottom line figure here?
Well, we estimate the cost will be around $100 billion. And what that means is we will get back all of the money that we've invested, and we didn't even invest the full $700, as I said. We'll get back everything but $100. And that $100, about half of that will represent money that has been that is being used to address the housing crisis, to address the problems of foreclosures in the housing market. So that's going out in the form of payments to try to prevent foreclosures. The other about 50 of it will represent losses on the investments in the auto industry and AIG, which we had to make in order to stabilize the system and prevent an even worse catastrophe. The money that was invested in banks will ultimately all be returned, and we expect to make a profit. There will be some banks on which there are losses, but other banks on which there is a profit. And overall, as I say, we will make a profit on the investments in the banks.
And when will we see the profit?
We're starting to see it already. For example, we're in the process of selling our stake in Citigroup, and we're realizing a profit as we speak. We've sold the warrants of a number of the banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, a lot of the other big banks have fully repaid. We've sold the warrants, which were essentially an extra security that they gave us to get a benefit. And so we've made a profit on all of those larger banks, by and large.
But your team isn't going to be disbanding anytime soon. The TARP evolution continues.
That's correct.
All right.
We still have a ways to go to completely wind this program down.
Timothy Massad is the chief counsel for the Department of Treasury's Office of Financial Stability. Mr. Massad, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And Federal News Radio will introduce you to all of the Service to America Medal finalists between now and the awards gala in September. Find all of our interviews on federalnewsradio.com, keyword Sammy's.